He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, folks, here we are together again, just you and me and a few smiles and a few toe-tapping songs. This week, I want to give a special shout-out to a big fan out in West Virginia. I recently received an email from Mr. Greg Goodfellow over at WRSG, and he told me that their station knew of a woman who absolutely loves The Jason Kirkman Show. She really is a big fan, so I'd like to give a big shout-out to her. Kate Vincent, I want to say thank you so much for making what I do so enjoyable. To me, that is. I'm putting a little something special in the mail for you this week. Well, friends and neighbors, it is time to get started with all the fun that people like you and I, and of course, Miss Kate Vincent, have here every week, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
You've been giving my woman, and I know what's going on in the back of your mind. So you better do yourself a big favor and hear me closely, 'cause fella, I'm just gonna tell you this one time. You better take a walk, son, stop looking at my woman. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Stop eyeing my pride and my joy, or I'm gonna make a few changes in your face. You think I don't know what you've been thinking, that you'd like to take my woman away from me. But she's mine and she's gonna stay that way forever. Gonna take nothing but the time to leave. Tell him you're tired. If there's a brain left in your head, son, you better use it. Try to talk your feet into moving you out of this town. 'Cause if you keep trying to push yourself off on my woman, you might just wind up pushing little daisies up from the ground. Yeah. So you better take a walk, son. Stop looking at my woman. You better go and find yourself another chick someplace. Yes, you better take a walk, boy. Find my pride and my joy. I'm gonna make a few changes in your face. Tell if you talk.
That was Jerry Reed with Take a Walk. Here's Wanda Jackson with Tongue Tied.
In my ear, I get real speechless and I act so shy, and all I can say is a nee 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 nah. I get tongue-tied. Ooh, I get tongue-tied. Yeah, I go, what I'm trying to say is I love you. When he walked up and said, "Hi, sweetie pie." Well, all I could say was, "A nee 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 nah." I got tongue-tied. Woo, I got tongue-tied. Yeah, I went, I love you.
Thank you.
I get an itchy, twitchy feeling when he looks into my eyes. But all I can say is a nee, 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 nah. I get tongue-tied. Ooh, I get tongue-tied. Yeah, I go, oh, honey, I love you.
If you asked an adult old as I am what growed up in the country, we were taught some manners when we were young'uns. We had manners, I'll tell you now. Never ever would you be caught taking the last piece of chicken off of the plate or the last biscuit. Now, you'd sit there and want it some kind of bad, but you knowed better than to take it off of the plate. I finished supper one evening and went over to the Ledbetter house, and they was eating supper. And they was all sitting around the table there, Marcel and Claude and Nugene and Aunt Pet Ledbetter, Mrs. Ledbetter, as everybody affectionately called her, and they called Mr. Ledbetter Uncle Versy. Well, they was all sitting around the table, and there's one piece of chicken left right in the middle of the platter. And all of them was sitting there looking at it. A wind come up and blowed the lamp out. And you could hear Uncle Versus scream just like lightning had struck him. And Aunt Pet jumped up and finally got the lamp lit. And there was five forks sticking in the back of Uncle Versus' hand.
There's a certain dish they always make in the South, and when you eat it, boy, you find it melts in your mouth. Now I'm the guy who ought to know how good it can be, 'cause my mammy always used to make it for me. And it's that southern fried chicken I'm raving about. It's the kind of food that I just can't do without. Now here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, your butcher for a chicken, he'll do the rest. Tell him what you're cooking and he'll send you the best. Clean off all the feathers and the nothing but skin. Cut it into pieces and you're set to begin making southern fried chicken that's fit for a king. Pass another plate, well look at that, there's a wing. Here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, woo! Some flour you have added seasoning to. Roll the chicken in it and then here's what you do. Fry it all in deep fat until people appear. Well, they're sniffing and they're saying, what you cooking in here? They'll be glad when you show them that chicken a rough. Pass the plate again, son, I just can't get enough. Well, here's the recipe, try it and you'll see. When you serve it, everyone will say, ah! Now you got the recipe, so why hesitate? Try the southern dish and man, you'll say that it's great. Serve it with potatoes, make them french fried, you know. And don't leave out old chicken, he's the star of the show. 'Cause it's southern fried chicken this recipe's for. Don't pass me that plate, son, I can't eat anymore. Well, I'll try maybe one more gizzard.
That was Mr. Phil Harris with the Fried Chicken Boogie. It's making me a little bit hungry. I loved my mom's fried chicken, and I usually polished it off with a little bit of peanut butter pie or German chocolate cake. Both were my favorites. Speaking of cake, here's Eileen Barton with her classic hit, If I Knew You Were Coming, I'd Have Baked a Cake.
Come in! Well, 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 look who's here! I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Baked a cake, baked a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. How'd you do, how'd you do, how'd you do? Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grand I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter, grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake, hired a band, goodness sake. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake. Hot-cha-do, hot-cha-do, hot-cha-do.
Recently in Norwalk, Connecticut, a Florida man returned to answer for a theft he committed in 1989. His name, Randy Iannacone. He's 60 years old and he lives in Port St. Lucie, Florida. He arrived at the Norwalk Police Department 9 a.m. one Sunday morning with a letter from the Norwalk Police Department notifying him of an outstanding warrant for his arrest. The charge stemmed from the 1989 theft of a large television from the Norwalk Jewish Center, where Iannacone worked as a custodian. And according to police, the Jewish Center doesn't even exist anymore, but it was located on Canfield Road. When the Norwalk police located the stolen TV, its new owner said it was given to him by Iannacone as payment for a debt, and the serial number on the television matched the one from the missing TV. Police issued a warrant for Iannacone, but they were not able to locate him, and the warrant was not served until his arrival at the Norwalk Police Station this recent Sunday morning. According to Norwalk Police, Iannacone recently received a letter notifying him of the warrant, and he flew from his Florida home to present himself at the police department. He was arrested and charged with larceny in the third degree. He was released with the promise to appear at the Norwalk Superior Court on April 19th. When a warrant is issued, we try to go out and serve it when we first get it, but sometimes people move, the police lieutenant, Mr. Paul Resnick, told the local press. They're nowhere to be found. This fella ended up in Florida, so he came back and turned himself in, which, I quote, is pretty cool. And you're listening to The Jason Kurtman Show.
When I was little, my mama said to me, someday you'll find a love son to last eternally. I want you with me,
I want you with me,
everywhere I go.
I want you with me, I want you with me.
Oh, please don't leave it, baby, I love you so.
I want you with me, baby, I want you with me.
I can be the ruler of this whole wide world if you will only say that you'll be my girl. I want you with me,
I want you with me.
That I can't climb. You find the mountain, child, and I will find the town. I want you with me.
I want you with me.
With me night and day.
I want you with me. I want you with me.
Well, you can make me happy, baby. Don't you go away.
I want you with me, baby, one more time.
Mm-hmm. I swim an ocean with a raging foam. If I know that you'll be there when I come back home,
Sewell, the author of Black Beauty, lived from 1820 to 1878. She once wrote, "It is good people who make good places." You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
If you're gonna give me good kisses like that,
what?
Honey, don't you know I'm gonna give them right back.
Well, give
that's
it.
A kiss and good away.
That's a kiss and good
way.
Ah,
that's a kiss and good way. Mess around and fall in love.
If you're gonna start out hugging me tight, don't mess around, just hug me right, cause that's a hugging good way.
That's
a hugging good way.
I'm with you there.
That's a hugging good way to mess around and fall in love.
Take this, you remember this? You know you called me on the phone.
Yeah, baby.
And just because I was alone. Yes, you came around wooing.
Admit it.
Ah, you better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now you kissed me and you rocked my soul. Don't come around knocking rock and roll, cause that's a rocking good way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, that's a rocking good way. Mess around and fall in love. Well, you know you called me on the phone, and just because I was all alone.
That's why I called you, baby.
You came around a wooing. You'd better ask somebody if you don't know what you're doing.
Now that you kissed me and rocked my soul, don't come around knocking,
well,
rock and roll. That's a rockin' good way. Johnny, that's a rockin' good
way. I'm with you, baby.
That's a rockin' good way to mess around and fall in love.
You better know it, baby.
I'm digging you.
It's a rockin' good way.
And I'd love to rock. How about you?
And baby, you got what it takes.
Ain't that something? You dig the rock?
I say.
Cool.
Stay out of my spot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, folks, I'd like to thank you for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. You can check out all of the websites of the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, I'd humbly ask that you check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know where you heard the Jason Kirkman Show.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend your ear to my jive. I'm gonna tell you how to catch an African skeeter alive. You go down to the wilds of Africa, where a jackrabbit packs his lunch, and you'll find him up in a coconut tree going munch, 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 munch. Your skeeter catching stuff includes a cigar 10 years old, a great big sack full of hand grenades, and 100 feet of rope. You're gonna need you a 12-pound hammer and a helmet made of steel and a rabbit's foot to bring you luck so you won't come home killed. That's what you do, and that sure ain't talking no jive. That's what you do if you wanna learn how to get an African skeeter alive. And now you take your 12-pound hammer and pounce up on his back, and you bash him between the shoulder blades till he turns blue and black. Don't worry about that 12-pound hammer beating that skeeter to death. This just gets his attention and makes him hunt for his breath. And now you've got him all set up to tie up with your rope. You tie a granny knot, a goose knot, a navy knot, a wingding, a whatnot. Be cautious with that skeeter. That skeeter ain't no fool. Work hard and save your money and join my skeeter catching school. That's what you do. That's your
want to learn how to catch an African skeeter alive.
That was the great Little Jimmy Dickens with How to Catch an African Skeeter Alive. Here, for a change of pace, a barbershop quartet called the Sidewinders, singing about Dangerous Dan McGrew.
A bunch of the boys were whooping it up at the Malamute Cafe, and the ragtime kid at the music box was a jazzin' a tune that was gay. While back of the bar in a poker game sat a man who everyone knew. He was grim and cold, he was bad and bold, he was Dangerous Dan McGrew. Oh, while Dangerous Dan was a-playin' his hand and keeping his mind on his game, you could see standing by with the gleam in her eye and her hair just as red as a flame. A gal who was tall with a face like a doll and her fingernails painted blue.
Blue?
Yeah, she was
slender and tall with a face like a doll. She was a lady that's known as Lou. Oh,
when out of the night that was 50 below and into the din and the glare, a man staggered in who was haggard and thin and his face was filled with despair. He'd look it all around until he had found the lady that's known as.
Then the stranger turned and his eyes they pointed on Dangerous Dan McGrew.
And then suddenly there all the lights went up and the voice cried,
Diamonds.
Then a shot rang out and a woman screamed,
Somebody bit the dust.
Then the lights flashed on and the Northwest Mounted Police came a-crashing through de doo doo. For they drew their guns and they said,
which one?
Is Dangerous Dan McGrew.
And then somebody said,
well, hi there.
And skipped across the floor with a 1-2 skip and a hand on each hip. Right out through the open door. Now it wasn't the stranger taking his leave.
Well, I sure do hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show. If you are planning a family vacation this year, and I certainly hope you are, because, well, sometimes it's just the right thing to do. Spend some time with the wife and kids. I remember every last one of the trips my parents took my brothers and sisters on, and there were a lot. Washington, D.C., Branson, Gatlinburg, Biloxi, Pensacola, the Grand Canyon, so many more. And I certainly treasure each memory of all of them. So why not make some memories yourself this year? And might I recommend the land of enchantment, New Mexico? We are rich in history, natural beauty, and so many exciting activities. Southern New Mexico has a lot to offer, and you can check it all out at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of these sites are, of course, are always linked at my site at jasonkirkman.com. Remember, when you get here and have all that fun, you might just leave wishing you lived here. And don't forget that the Jason Kirkman Show is underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com, providers of products for home and business since 1906. They've been an American establishment for 110 years. That's a long time. You can bet a pan of cookies your grandma knows something about Fuller Brush. Just ask her. Today's FullerBrush.com. Thanks to all my faithful friends who out there who still have that desire, like me, to bring back the nickel soda pop. No, not that chilled cold drink. I'm talking about the concept about the way of life we used to enjoy right here in the United States. This is the Jason Kirkman Show. Check out my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Do keep the spring in your step and the brightness in your smile. You will find it's contagious. And I'll see you next time on this wonderful station. I'm going to leave you with a really fun song. The Bellamy Brothers with Let Your Love Flow. Take it to heart. I'll see you next time. Have a great week.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside. Just let your love flow. candlelights must be the season when those love rides shine all around us. So let that wonder take you into space and lay you under. It's loving.